I keeps it up.
Give me a hell yeah!
What's going on, everybody? This is Eddie with Ransom Radio. I am your host, along with my co-host and our producers. Co-host?
Giorgio.
Hello, this is Eric, the producer slash co-host.
El Cursi.
Sorry.
Today we're doing a special show. It's Friday. We're doing a special show live from Iguana Kelly's here in Long Beach. And we're having a fucking great time. What do you guys think about this place so far?
Beautiful, beautiful. I love this place.
I like it.
Before we start, big shout out to the owner, Steve. Very great guy. Made this possible. So, and one more thing, we're going to actually be doing live shows here every Wednesday. So, stay tuned for more info on that. It's going to be every Wednesday. We'll be doing live shows. We'll be doing giveaways. We'll be doing raffles. We'll be
That's
doing
right.
all kinds of fun shit.
Waffles?
That's right.
Live from, Iguana Kelly's. So today what we're going to do, guys, we're doing a special show. We're doing a special show.
It's a beer show.
It's a beer show that we're doing today. We're sampling craft beers today. And again, courtesy of our good friend here, Steve, over at Iguana Kelly's. First beer, guys. We're going to be trying Red Trolley first.
Red Trolley. Where's that from?
That is actually from the Carl Strauss Brewing Company.
Nice.
San Diego?
San Diego, yeah.
All right, so this one, I guess it's 5.8 alcohol by volume.
The alcohol volume is 5.8. And before we even try this beer, I just want to point out that they are the first, the original microbrewery from San Diego.
Nice.
Strauss.
Now, Eric,
nice.
How were you able to tell that it was a 5.8 beer?
Because I can read fuck.
Oh, I thought you could taste it. I thought you were, like, drinking it and, like, this is a 5.8.
Well, that's, you know what? I actually am the one that... Because I have that special power where I drink beers and I know by volume and shit. So
gotcha.
That's what happened.
I could just look at the bottle and I know.
All right, so let's just fucking try this shit, all right?
We're going to try.
This looks delicious.
Are we going to shoot it? Are we shooting it or are we sipping it?
We're sipping this.
Or am I going to stick
so
my nose
I'm gonna
in
go
it?
I'm going to go first.
Look,
and
we have a lot of beer coming, so
yeah,
I think we should just
this is
down
Trolley.
Them as they come.
This is, no, this is Red Trolley. Let's get it up here. I'll go first and then we'll, actually, let's all go
I'm
ahead
gonna
and
go
try
first.
It. So, salute.
Salute.
Cheers.
Salute.
You.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's fucking delicious.
That's great.
What do you think, Giorgio?
That's pretty good.
It's very smooth.
Go ahead.
It rolls over your tongue really nice.
This is delicious.
It has that caramel flavor.
Oh,
isn't
man.
It?
This is great.
Yeah, it's
caramello.
Yeah, and the beauty, not the beauty, but the reason why this beer is so fucking delicious, and the facts have it here that this shit's won so many medals.
Right.
It's won a bronze medal, the 2013 LA International Commercial Beer Competition.
Wow.
So bronze medal. And got a gold medal in the 2012 California State Fair Commercial Craft Brew Competition.
Jeez.
That's in 2012. And let me actually name off the 2013 medals it's got. 2013 San Diego International Beer Competition. It also got another a bronze.
Right.
It also the 2013 bronze medal here in California State Commercial Craft Brew Competition also.
Yeah, this is delicious, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
In 1 year?
No, at two.
In 2 years.
2 years. That's what
is
this?
In 2013, it's won 3 bronze medals. In 2012, it's won 7 gold medals. Gold medals and 2 silver medals. So total 5 gold, 2 silver. And like you said, this is the fucking reason why this shit is fucking delicious and why it's won so many medals and awards and shit.
That's right.
Yeah, like I said, the volume is 5.8. It's a damn good beer. Very, it has like a caramel taste, like I said.
It
so,
does.
Man, here's cheers to fucking Red Trolley, man. Cheers.
Yeah,
to
one
back.
More.
Let's Mike, go ahead, try that.
Some more.
Try it, Mike. What does Mike think?
Thumbs up for yay.
Good shit.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Cheers. So let's go ahead and
finish
down this.
Bitch. Salud.
Down it. Carl Strauss. So that was that. And that, again, is the Carl Strauss Red Trolley Ale. Red Trolley Ale. Very, I recommend it very much.
Wow.
And,
Well, you could drink this with your girlfriend or whatever, too.
Definitely.
This,
yeah.
Girls would like this, too.
Yeah, because I'm sick and tired of that Blue Moon fucking shit, man. This is delicious, and it's a manly beer.
Yeah. Support your local breweries.
Support your local breweries. Carl Strauss, thank you very much. All right, guys, so we're going to move on to the next beer.
What is it?
This is a Lost Coast Brewery beer, and this is a tangerine wheat ale.
Nice.
All right.
And these guys are from Eureka, California.
Eureka, California, yep.
So Lost Coast, Eureka, California. The alcohol volume here is 5.0%. So
it's like a Mustang 5.0?
It's just like a it's Mustang percentage alcohol level.
Nice.
I like it. Let me tell you a little bit about these guys here. Well, Lost Coast, they have more than just one beer. They got a shitload of fucking beers.
Yeah, we're also trying the White Shark later, right?
Yeah, we are. They got the Tangerine Wheat. They got the Downtown Brown. They got the Alley Cat. They got the Great White, which you're going to try later. They got their own pale ale.
That's another thing I like about these microbrews. They have cool names.
All the time. The
Alley Cat. That sounds awesome.
What was the Downtown Brown or something like that?
Downtown Brown.
Sounds like Pacific.
That's a brown ale.
Sounds like Pacific in Huntington Park.
It does. They got the 8-Ball Stout too, so they got a lot of good shit, man.
Hell yeah, man. So should we try these or?
I think I'm going to wait like 5 seconds so I can clear my palate a little bit.
I'm actually going to go ahead and we're going to do this. I'm going to tell you guys it's the description of it.
All right.
It's a citrus ale.
Nice.
Citrus ale, Lost Coast Tangerine Wheat.
So you don't even need the orange or the lime.
You don't.
It's already infused with it.
Yep.
Perfect.
So, again, it says right here, it combines the Lost Coast Harvest wheat with natural tangerine flavors. So I'm excited about that.
Nice.
And it has a combination of wheat and crystal malts and finished with pearl hops. Yum, yum, yum,
nice.
Yum.
All right, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, my friend, salud. One more
salud.
Time.
Salud.
Cheers.
Tangerine wheat. Let's try this Left Coast. Let's just sip a little.
It smells real good.
Wow.
Wow.
I taste that tangerine.
Wow.
That's fucking delicious.
That is great.
Wow.
Mike. It's fruity, but not super duper.
You gotta try this.
Wait, he's not going to drink all my beers, is he?
Yeah, that's great, man.
He don't worry. He just had a herpes outbreak recently.
Oh,
so he's fine. It's not going to happen for a while. What do you think?
It's fruity, but it's not super sweet.
It's delicious.
It's fruity.
It reminds me of like lemon or orange zest or tangerine zest when you squeeze the rind.
Yeah, but
it's not bad. It's pretty good.
This is great.
I liked it. What beer would you compare it to?
Well, I would say this is way better than a Blue Moon or
fucking anything's better than Hefeweizen. What it reminds me of? A mix of a Blue Moon, like a wheat beer,
right.
With and a half, like if you were to half and half it.
So like a better tasty Shock Top. You know, because Shock Top's like Hefeweizen-ish, but it just lacks the body.
I know what you mean. So,
I mean, you know what also came to mind was that the beer that tastes like Fruit Loops, the Lindenkugel's.
Oh, I hate that beer.
No, I've never had that.
No offense, but I can't say
it. The initial sip.
You're insulting our sponsors.
I'm not insulting those
guys. I'm kidding.
We're
actually trying to have a good beer here.
This is real beer right here, man.
Good shit, yeah? Very good.
Wow. That's
holy
delicious.
Shit, that's good stuff, man.
We can get these like at BevMo and stuff, right?
You can get them at BevMo, but you also can get them here at Iguana Kelly's, my friend. And not
which
just
is
that,
better.
Which is even better
because at BevMo.
At BevMo, you have to buy the big ones only. You know what I mean? So it's going to cost you
$10. 22 ounces or something like that?
It's going to cost you $10 right here as to where here it costs you, what, like $5, $6?
And here, beautiful people.
Very good
we got
people.
Some pool tables.
Yeah.
You don't have to drink like Stephen Glansberry. You could come out here and just drink with people.
You don't have to drink like Stephen Glansberg.
Yeah, we got TVs,
Glansberg. Glansberg.
Glansberg?
Yeah.
I don't remember the guy from high school at all.
No, this is fucking good, man.
Right?
Yeah. Before anything, let's have a moment of silence for the Dodgers.
Boom.
Moment of silence for the Dodgers, guys. Ready?
Boom.
Yeah, the game's over.
That's it.
The game's over. Everything's over. Thank God.
It's over.
Thank God. No more baseball fucking talk for a while.
Yeah, no riots. HP is safe.
Yeah, HP
for another year.
The streets of Pacific and Huntington Park are safe now. And I don't watch baseball, but from what I remember, I also remember fucking the Cardinals taking out the Dodgers in 2009. The same way. What a cock tease. Get mad, you motherfuckers out here. Get mad.
Yeah, no Dodger love here. No Dodger love here.
But after that, we're
I like the Dodgers. They're a hometown team.
Oh, you're gay. Anyways, what were you saying, Eddie?
I said we're here watching the Lakers play and the Clippers play, and I'm looking right now, and they're both doing good, actually,
Super, the Lakers Superman are up 54-52. Yeah,
Clippers are tied.
Clips are tied up with
not anymore. Thank you for
39 against Portland.
Yeah.
Third quarter, 8 minutes.
This Saturday, tomorrow, they'll be showing the UFC 166 fight, the Cain Velasquez versus Junior Dos Santos here at Iguana Kelly's individual private event. So
by
that I mean it's come over and fucking
this is
hang out with us.
Drunk
shit.
Guy staring at us right now, right in front of the restroom.
He's giving us grandpa glasses.
He looks like he wants to rape somebody right now.
He does grandpa glasses like Mike when Mike's drunk when he does the glasses.
Oh, look at that
yeah.
shit. Look at him.
So,
this guy's trouble here.
Yeah, of course he is.
Here we go. What's this?
Great white. Oh, nice. I'm excited about that.
That's another Lost Coast product.
Steve, are you having a fee for tomorrow? It's free, the UFC fight. Oh,
wait, so it'll be if they're listening now.
Well, the UFC fight tomorrow is actually free.
Yeah, this show's not gonna be
on. Get your ass out of here anyway. Awesome.
Wait.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. And actually, there'll be tacos here tomorrow.
So when you're saying tomorrow, you actually mean...
Tomorrow.
But when they're listening to it...
Hey,
Saturday.
But listen.
So today.
Say the date.
Listen.
Because I don't...
This Saturday.
This is going to be up tomorrow, like in the afternoon.
Okay, perfect.
So
today...
Bear with me, okay?
Today, UFC 166 at Iguana Kelly starts at, 6:30. Actually, starts at 7, right? Yeah, 7. Nice. It's free... You can bring your own food, okay?
Great.
You can bring your own food. They have specials always. They have a seven-day happy hour, and it's all-day happy hour anyway. So we do that. There's going to be tacos, which be provided by myself. I'll be selling tacos out here.
This guy right there.
Burritos, quesadillas, all that good shit. So come out, hang the fuck out. Show these guys some love, man.
Are you
going to
be catering
awesome.
At
awesome. I'm going to be catering here tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so just, like I said, fucking free fight, so you can't go wrong.
Tacos de asada, al pastor.
De asadita.
Yeah, I heard there's a guy that comes out to this bar and does tacos. That guy's pretty cool, right?
That guy that does tacos here is a badass.
Oh, nice.
So next. Thank you.
We got more beers coming, folks.
Next, we have the... it's another great white from Lost Coast.
Again from Eureka, California.
Also, yeah, same. And then the alcohol volume here is 4.8.
So this one's less than the tangerine.
Yeah, the tangerine was 5.9.
We're bordering those Salt Lake City, Utah beers, huh?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, it looks like it. So
where's this from again?
It's
Eureka, California.
Eureka, Lost Coast.
That makes sense.
Same brewery.
They're close.
So this is the same. It's a crisp beer with a hint of citrus, made with two-row malted barley, unmalted wheat, a secret blend of
herbs and spices. This is
of Humboldt herbs, crystal clear mountain
what
water.
What kind of herbs?
Yet about Winna?
Humboldt.
Nice.
Mountain water, crystal
from
clear.
Humboldt County?
And in an ale yeast.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so no awards yet, but... Let's see how this fucking beer tastes.
Yeah, let's do it.
And
too.
I'm pretty
sure it's good.
Sure, it's going to be delicious. So, cheers, my friend.
I'm excited for
cheers.
This. Cheers, buddy.
You guys ready?
Cheers.
All right. Born ready.
Creepy guy keeps staring at us.
Well, that's really good, actually.
It's good.
That's actually really
good.
Hey, are we going to say all of these are great?
No, I'm going to tell you guys. I was about to say something. It's good, but it's not up my alley. Not at least not for me. Not up my alley. So, I would drink it, but
yeah, no. These are great beers. So far, well, okay, let's see.
Not for me.
So far, which one's your favorite so far?
The Red Trolley.
That's my favorite right now so far, too. How about you, Giorgio?
Right now, I kind of like this one, actually.
You like this one the best right now?
Yeah, okay.
That's cool.
What does it remind you of?
Beer?
If you can compare it to a beer.
Oh, let me take another sip. Sorry.
Go ahead.
You know, it's very similar to that other
tangerine
beer.
To the tangerine? Well, it's the same makers.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just different recipe.
Yeah. Actually, it is. Well, obviously.
So let's take some more drinks. Hey, there's a lot of dead air right now, so.
No.
Even though we could edit all this shit out.
No, you have to edit shit. This is a live show, buddy. This is going to be fun.
I'm drinking my beers.
There's no dead air. We're fucking over here tasting beer and shit.
We don't want to be dead air Ed or whatever.
Dead air Aaron?
Yeah.
So, this is good.
Dude, this is so funny.
It's good, like I said, not up my alley. That's just something about the beer. I don't know. I think the aftertaste for me is probably what... You know what it tastes like?
What?
The aftertaste you know when you drink like a Sprite and it comes out a little flat?
Ah.
I can see that.
Mexican Sprite.
I can see that. It's like 99 cent Shasta.
Mexican Sprite. Let's down this bitch.
Let's down it. I'm down.
I'm sipping it.
I'm watching Blake Griffin kill it right now, motherfuckers. Talking shit about him not shooting. Fuck all you haters. That's so good.
Oh, fuck. That's great.
Yeesh. All right, my friends. There's a lot of beautiful ladies out here, man.
Jesus.
A lot of beautiful ladies here.
That's,
Is that the Great White?
That was a Great White.
Great White.
Great White.
Jaws.
Great White. What's the next one?
Yeah, this is Lagunitas.
Lagunitas IPA.
Lagunitas.
This is one of my personal favorites.
Is this the one from Louisiana?
No, it's from Petaluma.
Petaluma. NorCal.
Petaluma.
NorCal. Petaluma's NorCal.
Positive.
From Lagunitas Brewing Co.
Where's Jesse at?
Am I thinking of something else?
You're probably thinking about something else. Because I did Google it before for show
prep. Petaluma is NorCal.
Yeah, that's right.
Petaluma's NorCal, huh? Petaluma's in NorCal.
He's asking some guy.
Dick? This is my buddy.
His
Jesse.
Buddy.
We have some funny fucking stories we're going to share with you guys with this
guy. Let's share some fucking hilarious stories.
Let's finish this beer really fast. So let me tell you about Lagunitas. And this one of my personal favorite beers. The alcohol.
6.2.
The level.
This will be the strongest one we've had so far.
Yeah.
But we got more coming.
Yeah. And this is by Lagunitas.
Wait, this isn't the highest IPA or
that we've had so far. It's
6.2.
Oh, shit.
The highest was on the Richter scale, yeah.
Nice.
On the drunken Richter scale.
Lagunitas IPA was the first seasonal for this company way back in 1995. That's fucking badass. In 1985, nobody knew anything but fucking Budweiser and Coors, let me tell you something.
And Miller.
Yeah.
And Colt 45.
The recipe was formulated with malt and hops working together to balance it all out in your buds. And then I understand what he's saying, because like I said,
the malt for the brothers and the hops for the white boys, right?
Big on the aroma with a hoppy sweet finish that'll leave you wanting another sip. Motherfuckers, let's do this shit, man. One more time, this is one of my personal favorite fucking beers. I really hope you guys like this beer.
All right, let's see what it's about.
Cheers.
Salud. Salud.
Let's try this.
Salud.
Cheers. Can't wait. Oh, you're so fucking good.
Wow.
Love you.
I love an IPA.
That's pretty good.
Wait, is this an India or an Imperial Pale Ale?
IPA is an Indian Pale Ale.
Wow, this is pretty good.
What's the difference? What's the difference between India Pale Ale and Imperial Pale Ale?
You know what? Let me tell you, Imperial is actually like Imperial Stout, stuff like that. So it's I'm gonna assume, guys, and I could be 100% wrong. I think Imperial is just like another brewery. Well, we should look into that, because you made a good point.
I'm googling it right now.
Yeah, good. You made a good point, because I know IPA is Indian Pale Ale. So yeah, check that out. What do you think?
This is pretty good, man.
Good shit, yeah?
I like this.
It smells real nice.
I like this.
It smells very fucking good.
You know what I like? I like that this is close to my home.
Dude, I'm telling you,
this place is awesome, dude.
No, this place.
I mean, not to break away from the beer, but
no,
place is awesome.
No, this place, it's a good vibe. Right now, the Dodger fans are mad. Pissed off right now. The Dodger fans are mad, so you gotta expect that. But this place is awesome. It's good.
This is great.
The owner is a shit. The people here are fucking awesome. It's a good vibe overall. You can bring food inside. They got delicious craft beer. They got all the fucking imports and the domestics that everybody likes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They got everything here. They got a 7-day a fucking week happy hour.
Wow.
And it's all day happy hour.
What time does it start?
It's all day happy hour.
Wow.
All day happy hour.
Damn, that's awesome.
Tell me that shit's not dope.
You don't find that at Frogs.
Fuck Toads.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over that place. You know what? Toads died 2 years ago.
Oh.
To me. Oh. You know who is taking over by now?
Who?
What?
You know who like always there now?
No, I have
those Disneyland people. All those motherfuckers.
I don't go there.
I've only been there a couple times.
I'm still gonna fight you on this. I love Disneyland.
Oh yeah. I'm not a Disneyland person.
It's because you don't.
I'm with Eddie on the whole Disneyland thing.
Guys, I have a funny story that.
Okay.
Let's share this story.
Okay. Should we get into this part?
No, we should. It's hilarious.
Okay. Go ahead.
Before we go on to the next, we gotta like take it easy.
Okay, let's chill for a little bit and let's get into some. some of our show. What our show
so,
is.
So we got a legal threat recently. We got threatened by legal action. And it made me laugh so much. Somebody said in the background. So that's what somebody said. Somebody said in the background. Somebody named threatened us, and especially me, by saying like, "Oh, thank God for lawyers!" Right? That was fucking hilarious.
Larry H. And Parker,
dude. My reaction was more like, "Who are you?" Right?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck are you, bitch? You're not a celebrity. Nobody knows you by a first name. Nobody said a last name. And it's funny because we're talking about whores and attention whores. So she instantly, she instantly goes, wait a minute.
That's me.
I'm a whore. Well, I'm assuming she said that. I'm a whore and I'm an attention whore. They're talking about me 100%, right? I send news to people. So I thought it was hilarious because that was the main thing.
This is one of those if the boot fits situations, and someone tried the boot
that
on
bitch put
in
that
public,
that
saying,
bitch,
"Look, this fucking boot fits me."
That bitch put that shoe on, and she that's a personal problem, my friend. I don't know. Nobody ever said anything with a with a last name, and nobody said any more specifics.
It's like a gay guy in the closet saying, "How you know I'm gay?"
Exactly.
Who told you?
So I thought it was funny. She just pretty much put herself on blast. We weren't talking about a specific, you know, person, and I just thought it was hilarious. And you want to sue us? Good luck, bitch. Because ain't nobody talking about you. We're not a big radio show. You ain't gonna get shit.
Oh my God.
You can't see just this shit because again, you made an assumption. Nobody was talking about nobody in specific.
We are
hilarious.
We are a threesome of broke people, you know, trying to make it, and you can't get nothing from us.
Dude, it was hilarious. I could not stop laughing at the whole thing where I got a text message too. Like,
what'd
like
you get?
It was like, "Oh, you're a disgusting human being."
From who?
From this character. Yeah.
I don't know who this person is.
I barely know who this person is. That's what I'm telling you. It's funny because, well, the thing is that I have my phone number on Facebook. But I get a text anyway. And then like whatever. And I thought it was funny because I'm like, huh? Who are you? And then in my mind I'm like, well, she must be a whore. Because she right away, you know. I mean, nobody said her name generally, but somebody said it in the background, which is funny. But anyway, whatever. I'm over it. These people aren't important. They're not celebrities. Who gives a shit? Dude, I was doing some random Googling. And I was Googling dirty South street slang.
Okay.
And then this is nothing specific because I don't know anybody
right.
by this name or whatever, but it's not about a name, it's more about how funny the word is. The word is funny and then the meaning is funny. It has two meanings.
What's the word? I can't
remember. And I don't know if it's chio, CHIO it's spelled, the word.
Okay.
And over there in the South, it means two things.
What does it mean?
One, it means
Oh God.
Well, the first one's hilarious. It means big fat piece of shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it means like I. It means when you gotta take a big shit. Like I gotta take a. They say it is like, yo, I gotta take a shit, yo. So that means I gotta take a big fat shit. And then
you Googled this?
No. We Googled a southern slang, and that popped up. And I know how to pronounce.
I gotta Google this.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And then it also means like in Florida or something. It means in Florida, it means like two-faced backstabbing bitch or something funny.
Oh
like
my
that.
God, you're right.
Yeah, see, if you Google it, it's hilarious. And then Google it from Google Florida. It means two-faced backstabbing bitch. It's hilarious. That's funny, right? Yeah. But
what about in the South? You said Florida.
Florida and Georgia. And the reason I only brought that up is because gotcha. that's a weird word, and I just thought it was funny that the meaning of it, whatever. So well, let's finish our Lagunitas IPA. It's so delicious, my fucking shit. Dude, I love this amount of favorite fucking beer, my friend.
Look, the Clippers are down now, 62-55.
Hey, it's preseason, buddy.
It's preseason. Yeah, these games don't count. That's what I said yesterday during the Miami game.
Yeah. Georgia. Oh, I forgot you're a Miami fan. That's right. You're a Heat fan.
Eric's a Miami fan.
LBJ all
but
day.
He got nothing on my fucking ears.
No. Basketball, Georgia's a big Wizards fan.
Oh, yeah. I love the Wizards.
So what's your football pick this week?
Well, this week, I've been a diehard Buccaneers fan.
Oh, diehard Tampa right. Bay, baby.
Tampa Bay all the way.
All day, right, Georgia?
Every day.
How are you guys doing this season, bro?
We're doing really, really bad. So we're fourth in our division.
You're fourth in your division.
0-5.
Fuck.
I like how he says it. Like, that's we're fourth good. As in like number four is
hey,
good.
He sees the cup half full, not half empty. He's a positive person.
That's good.
That's what we like around here. Positive vibes.
That's fine. That's good. Ooh, Dale's Pale Ale.
Oh, nice.
That's the next one we're going to sample.
What is that?
Dale's Pale Ale. It was right there. Yeah, I'm excited about this one. I'm a Pale Ale fan anyway, so Dale's Pale Ale.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
say it right now, man. Nothing, the Lagunitas, man, that's my jam.
This is great beer.
Yeah.
I like this right
here. I'm going to finish the fuck out of this beer. So the Bucks are not doing that well, Giorgio?
No, they lost against the Cardinals 13-10.
That's so horrible. Who are the Dolphins playing this Sunday?
Yeah, we're playing Buffalo. We're going to smash on Buffalo.
But you know what?
Smash.
November 11th, we're going to beat you, Eric. The Dolphins are going to go.
Yeah.
They're going to say,
All right.
We're playing the Panthers. I'm excited. But you know why?
That's going to be dope, man.
Well, it's a winnable game.
That's going to be dope.
Because for the first time in a long time, we're going to have three straight wins.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the words of Kurt Warner,
you don't think Cam Newton will pull it off?
In the words of Kurt Warner, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Eddie, and then I just want to let you know, December 22nd, the Rams.
Against your Bucks?
Against my Bucks.
Ooh,
I'm not going to talk
on.
To you that day. We're going to be frenemies. Frenemies.
It is on.
I'm going to hate you that day. I'm going to send you dirty pictures.
Dirty? Can you send me
nudes?
Nudes.
On Snapchat?
Snapchat.
Is that not a threat?
Snapchats.
Is that a threat with a good time?
Well, don't threaten me with a fucking good time.
That's right.
All right, so how do you feel about your game on Sunday?
We're gonna smash on Buffalo.
Yeah,
we're playing it. I think we're playing Miami.
We're playing Miami. Yeah, no, we're playing the Panthers. And oh my God, perfect e-cigs. We're playing the Panthers, and Cam Newton. Yeah, Cam Newton is Cam Newton. But I'm excited for this.
That dude is smoking an e-cig.
I know.
Right,
I'm excited.
Hey, remember when you went to that Galaxy game and somebody was like, oh my God, you're smoking an e-cig.
Oh.
And then you're like, she's like, what flavor is that?
No, hold on. This is the Galaxy game. This was, we went to Angel Stadium. So we went to go watch the Angels play Boston. And I went out to the smoking area, to a smoking lounge or whatever. And I had my G-Pen.
Is that a vibrator?
Something like that.
Sounds like a fucking vibrator.
It's a gangsta pen.
Ah.
It's a gangsta pen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, So we're out at the smoking patio, and I have my G pen, and the lady sees that, you know, the little blue light shines, and she says, "Oh, you have one of those e-cigarettes.
Excuse me.
What is that? You know, like, what flavor do you have?" And I said, "Oh, this is Diablo Kush." And she was like,
"I get it now." That's she was good.
Like, "Diablo Kush?" She was like, "Is that a flavor?"
She just said, "Yeah."
And
man.
I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, it's pretty good, actually. And,
you want to try it?
And my friend vouched for me. He was like, "Yeah, it's a good flavor or whatever, blah, blah, blah."
It's going to be good.
And so then, like, her husband comes at this point. And she's like,
"Are you
a
cop?"
She's like, "Oh, look, honey, he has one of those e-cigarettes that I've been talking to you about." And she goes, what was the flavor you have? What was that flavor you have? And I said, "Oh, this is Diablo Kush." And the guy who's like, "Diablo Kush?" He was like, "What is that?" He was like, "That's not a flavor."
He's a cop, right?
I don't know what he was. Because once he started questioning us, I was like, "Oh, shit." I you know, the weed paranoia kicked in, and I was like, "Oh, shit, cops."
Tight butthole.
So I said, it's a new flavor. It's a new flavor. And I just walked away. I didn't really need to be out in the smoking area, but I just did it just to be an asshole and kind of just be out there with the people smoking real cigarettes.
Did she take a hit? I'm sorry. I spaced out because I was watching the
Some
game.
Guy walked
she
in
didn't.
On them.
No.
Some other dude taking his shit right now right in front of us.
Oh, on e-cig?
The guy was mid-wipe, dude. He was like, uh-oh. You caught a midwife, son.
You caught a midwife.
Jesus.
That's hilarious. Hey, I wish we were live streaming this on Ustream. That's fucking funny.
That's our next step. We're getting webcams. Hey. We're getting webcams.
I'm not going to be a camera girl, guys.
Who do you have here? Your friend.
My friend.
No, he's my cousin.
Your cousin?
This is my cousin, Randy.
That guy's not my friend at all.
Randy's here.
I don't even like them.
Daisy's here.
We got...
Jesse's
that's amazing.
Here.
We do got a...
Ashley's here, and Richard's here.
Come out here to hang out with
and
us.
We had more.
Beers.
We got a shitload of empty promises from people, which is, you know what? Fuck you guys. That's fine. That's fine.
And look at that guy. Hey, look at that guy in the corner. He's still looking at us.
Dude, fucking grandpa glasses keeps looking at us. All right, buddy. Fucking creep.
This is for you, buddy.
This bud's for you.
This next one is grab that. It's a Dale Parallel.
Let me get some of that beer right there.
I'm not too excited on it for whatever reason, but let's try it. It looks weird.
Because it's in a tall can.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Because it's in red, white, and blue. Fucking unpatriotic asshole.
Look, I'm not a fan of canned beer. Yeah. I like bottled beer.
Yeah, but you know, it looks like it comes from like fucking Kentucky or something. Or like Alabama.
Yeah, it looks like something.
It looks like an American beer. Hey, take a picture of this and put it up on our Facebook. This is fucking hilarious.
Hey, take a picture of this.
That's one of the most simplest cans I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, did you make Mike an admin?
This looks like
I'm
going to
make it. I'm thinking in the... and I'm going to say this on air. I'm thinking in the future because we're doing... our chemistry is great. I'm thinking of having Mike just produce and us three for the Wednesdays.
That's fine.
Here. Yeah, because...
No, that's fine. No, Mike is a big help. That's another another thing.
You guys know your computer shit. And
right, yeah.
Whatever.
He and I, I'll do the editing and all that. But as far as when we do these shows, like live shows and all, Mike is great.
Hey.
Big ups to you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
I love you, buddy. I don't know you that well, but I love
this,
you already.
This next beer is the Dale's Pale Ale, like I said, in a very simple can. It made me laugh. But the alcohol, the volume is 6.5. And this
is pretty much the same as the last one, right?
No, the other one was shorter. More? This one's more. The other one was 6.2.
Okay, so we're going up as we go.
Yeah, we're going up. Right, That's good.
Right, we're
going
to end at, what, like 10?
Fuck, 11. I did see that. The last one's 10.
10-1 or something.
Oh,
like
my
that.
God, I don't want that one yet.
Okay, so this one is from, what? Longmont?
Wait. Yeah, Longmont, Colorado.
Yeah,
that's Longmont, Colorado. I have chicken scratch.
That explains.
What does that even mean there? River? Apparently it's from
North Carolina.
It's also, okay, look, time out. I'm sorry. I have chicken scratch writing. I wrote down the notes. It's from Longmont, Colorado. They have that's where one of the brewing companies.
Oh,
and then
they got
another
one in another Brevard,
brewing
North
company.
Carolina.
That's right, in North Carolina.
So like the postal service, where they make half of the ingredients one side and the mail
and
to the
that's
other.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is by Oscar Blues.
Oscar Blues.
Is that the brewery?
That's the name of the company that brews them.
Okay, so I guess the brewery is Oscar Blues, and let's try this shit.
All right, let's try this.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Salud.
I ain't gonna lie. This is fucking good.
God damn, it's good.
I'm fucking surprised, look, and I'm impressed.
They made, okay, look, for the, no offense, but the can's
shit. The can's
it's
shit.
It's a piece of shit.
That can looks like a
But the product
drink.
Inside the can.
That can looks like an energy drink.
Because they're not fucking spending money on the can, guys.
That's the thing.
This is good. Holy shit, I take whatever I said.
And you know what? That's something you got to support. They spend more time on the quality. It's quality versus quantity, right?
It's quality versus beer. Can design.
There you go.
It looks like an Eddie drink.
Yeah. There's no gargoyles
in
this
one. It looks
one.
Like, you know those ghetto energy drinks? What are they called? Like Pitbull and shit?
Shaq soda. Oh.
Like Shaq soda and Pitbull energy drink?
Reggaeton.
But it's so good. It says cans
right?
on the
Mike
side.
Mike gives it a thumbs up.
It says cans. Cans, recycled cans. This shit, it looks like it. It looks like Dale Earnhardt sponsors this fucking beer.
Well, Dale Earnhardt has money. It would look good if.
Wait, junior or senior?
The one that's living.
Ooh.
It looks like he would just like. Dale's Imperial Ale.
That here's trademarked by Ricky Bobby. Who was that?
Damn, I'm still impressed by this fucking beer. That's good.
It's crazy. That's why you can't judge a beer by its can.
Yeah.
You can. Right?
Yeah.
You can't.
Can I? Because this can reminds me of something. Can anybody kindly give Jesse a microphone?
Jesse, where's
Jesse? Who's Jesse?
My butt over here.
Over here.
Any of you guys mind?
Over here. I don't mind.
We're going to share a funny story. Because that can reminded me of something. Jesse, that can looks like a Lipovitan fucking can.
Lipovitan.
Come sit over here. Right.
It fucking looks like a Lipovitan, doesn't it? Yeah. See, even Richard over there says it does. Give him the headphones really fast. He needs to share this with you. All right. This is Jesse, right?
No, I'm good.
Dude, that's so good. And we were ragging on it because of the can, but it's delicious.
Hello.
That's Steve, by the way.
I'm Steve, the new owner of Iguana Kelly's here in Long Beach. This is Steve, the new owner of Iguana Kelly's here in Long Beach. And glad to have these guys here in our bar and doing all this stuff. We've been able to... do some good business with these guys that are here. But all the beers that we have inside of here are California-based. So
yeah.
Every craft beer that I pick, and all of these beers here, I handpicked them myself. They're all California-based.
And you've done a damn good job handpicking every beer because we can literally not say one bad thing about any beer that's been coming. Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I was kind of... the can looked weird to me too. This tall, skinny can, you know, of the Dale's Pale Ale, and the rep who presented it to me swore by it, and he was right. So
fucking good. We were saying it was like a ghetto energy drink.
Yeah,
but it's so good. So I kind of had to swallow crow. Yeah, that was fucking good, man.
It's a great beer.
Very, very, very cool. Well, thanks for coming, and beers are. Keep coming.
Hey,
thank you, sir.
Place.
Yeah, cool.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
We've done a lot of work here, so it's like Cheech and Chong used to say, it's different but the same, you know.
Hey, dude, so. It is. Yeah, yes, sir.
You know, so it's still the same Iguana Kelly's, but it's very different.
It
at
is
the same time. So.
Like I personally, I can vouch for that.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, so there's good people in here. There's never really any issues.
No drama, man.
No drama inside of here.
Yeah,
and probably the most diverse place you know in Long Beach. You
yes,
know,
sir.
So.
That's what Long Beach is about, man.
That's what Long Beach. And it's me and my wife that own this bar, and we're Long Beach residents. We live here in Long Beach, and we do business here in Long Beach. So and
for the people, by the people, man.
That's right.
Just like Ransom fucking, just like Ransom Radio.
Yeah, man.
That's what we're about.
This is what we're all about. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, again, thanks, guys. Beers are going to keep coming.
Next
up, Ballast Point.
That's right. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Steve, everybody.
Thanks, Steve.
So I'm going to share that story with, when me and Jesse were young, I grew up with Jesse. Jesse's one of my like, childhood fucking friends. Like, we were like, you know, this is one of my fucking best buds. My dad has always been a man that has money, but my dad has always...
Excuse me, I had to wear fucking Payless shoes, buddy.
Yeah, thanks to your dad. Actually, I think your dad was one of my first employers.
Remember, he used to always get us like these random jobs. All the
he
time.
Always, like I said, my dad was always like a man of money. He always had something to for us to do to give us money.
Yeah, I seriously never had money in my pocket till like I met your dad. The first time I was still in high school when I met you. I was probably a freshman or something, but like that was the first time I actually tasted that sweet
money,
fucking
right?
Green. Yeah, I was like, oh shit, I got money.
Well, we okay. Number one, we did do some legit jobs for my dad. We used to do deliver. Remember, me and Jesse used to be drivers for my dad.
Yeah, we used to.
It was an old fucking rape van.
Yeah,
we used to do deliveries and shit. But that was awesome, by the way. So we used to do that for my dad, and that was legit. That was our actual legit job.
Yeah.
But my dad always had side jobs, because my dad is just a man of hustle.
Entrepreneur.
So anything that my dad can get his hands on that says money. My dad did it. Now, well, there's more law stories, but let me tell you, let's get back to the can. Lipovitan is a Mexican.
It's like a tonic.
It's
like,
been around for years. It's like the first Red Bull.
Yeah, it was like way before all that.
It is the first Red Bull.
It is way before Red Bull.
It's like.
Speak, my
it's
friend.
Like when you had like chorro de like Lipovitan.
Yes, yes, exactly.
¿Quieres cojera? Lipovitan.
Exactly. So Lipovitan. Good fucking point. Technically, but
it was
Red Bull.
And it was in the little fridges that Red Bull fucking sells.
Yes! Yes!
It was always ice cold.
So, this is what happened.
Or it was Jaeger. One of the two. I don't remember what Lipovitan tastes like.
This is what happened was my... All right, here's the story. Yeah, my dad told me already. My dad was driving behind a truck one day.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Oh,
yeah,
no, it's okay. What kind of truck
no
was
origin,
it?
Yeah.
It was like a big...
Does it matter? Is it relevant?
Like a bobtail.
Okay, gotcha.
And they got in a car accident. Or the thing, it wasn't locked. No, when the guy crashed in front of my dad, it rolled up, and the pallets started coming out.
No shit.
Yeah. So my dad was like, oh shit. So my dad got off and took pallets, and hold on, it gets good. After, there was so much in the fucking street that, like, my dad's, like, cause my dad used to have a yard in South Central. And then, like, he sent his goons to go pick up the rest. I think they were too embarrassed to pick them up. So, anyway, they took them. And they had pallets of fucking Lipovitan, right? This is awesome, though.
Yeah.
He gave me and Jesse, like, a task. He's like, I'm going to give you guys a shitload of Lipovitans, and you guys are going to go sell them, and you guys keep the money. It's all yours.
Yeah.
And we're like, holy
sell
shit.
Them, yeah. You guys can sell them, you keep the money. We're like, fuck yeah.
So,
your dad just wanted to make money.
No, he didn't.
But not for him. Yeah, he just wanted money to be.
He just wants
to
come
in. He was just sending us out, like, his guinea pigs, and, like, if they sold, he was going to start selling this shit.
Good
like,
point.
Yeah.
The original investor.
Yeah. So he sent us out a test run. Yeah, we were guinea pigs. And then luckily, Jesse used to live by this elementary school, Abbott. And they used to play soccer there on Sundays. Remember, Jesse?
Yeah.
So me and Jesse... here's the funny part. So me and Jesse, we go to the fucking soccer game. And we start selling the fucking Lipovitans. And everyone's sweaty and hot. And they sold, huh, Jesse?
Yeah,
$2 each.
We were selling
them. We I think we made like $30-something dollars. I'll never forget because we were excited, right?
Yeah, we were selling them to like the referee. No, we gave them away to the referee for free because we were trying to like... Feel like good guys.
We were trying to bribe him.
Yeah.
Basically,
so be like sponsor.
Like, oh, look at him. He's giving us some.
Oh, he's drinking this fucking Lipovitan. It's fucking good enough for him. It's good enough for the fucking players, kind of thing. And so I mean, we were selling these shits like fucking all to everybody. And you know, we pretty much were done, right? We were done selling.
We were done.
And
we sold out.
We're looking at the can. We're like looking at the fucking can. And come to find out, these things are fucking like 2 years. Like, they were already expired for like 2 years.
2 year old Lipovitan. And we sold 2 year old Lipovitan to these soccer players who were probably exhausted.
Yeah.
And they probably all had diarrhea.
You know what this
way.
Reminds me of? The time you put orange peels
on the marijuana.
Don't buy.
So that goes back. Don't buy anything that comes out of Eddie.
Except the tacos. The tacos are good, man.
The tacos are amazing. And I'm sorry.
You know, if I didn't know that you made them, I would say they're the best tacos in the world. But since I know you make them, I'm looking for my dogs.
Okay.
I got to be looking for my dogs.
No, yeah, of course. Hold on, though.
Carne de perro.
We have one more story. So we go and we sell fucking two-year-old Lipovitan, and we probably give these men chorro or some weird fucking disease.
Yeah, for sure.
And then my dad sends us on another mission.
All right. Mission. Many.
If
many.
You choose to accept.
About, but this, my dad says... I need you guys to drive around and find me some chihuahuas. Yeah.
No, are you telling this story? Oh.
And I'm I go, chihuahuas? And he goes, dogs, chihuahuas. I need you guys to fucking go and find me chihuahuas. Males, preferably.
Yeah. Nice.
Me and Jesse fucking went. We fucking committed a whole day, and we fucking went, and we got chihuahuas. And every chihuahua we took him, he gave us $50.
Wait. Is this for the movie Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
No, motherfucker. This is just for my dad to breed.
Yeah, your dad, your dad had a pretty...
No, my dad, well, yeah. He breeds.
Yeah. Kennel.
He's a breeder?
He had dogs that did all kinds of fucking crazy...
Do you remember the dogs, yeah. German Shepherds? And what is that?
He was showing us the tricks, yeah. But like your dad wasn't like a legit trainer. He was just like, I'm pretty sure he was pulling out like tricks out of his ass. So like it would just be like him for like a little while, be like hop,
and then the dog sits down and he's like, see, yeah, I did that
exactly.
I did
that. That's a typical dad move where you think like,
dude,
yeah.
Jesse. There's a funny like one more thing before Jesse goes. Jesse's dad and my dad are very fucking similar, it's the funniest thing ever, because when I was around his dad, I felt comfortable as fuck. Yeah. He was around my dad, he felt very comfortable, and then we kind of put two and two together, and it's like our dads are the same. They're both fucking scummy hustler motherfuckers,
womanizers,
very womanizing motherfuckers, right? Yeah. But anyway, I want to share stories, man. We have a lot more stories.
Yeah.
I will have Jesse on the show more as time passes, because we got a lot, shitload more of
stories and shit. Yeah.
But thanks, Jesse, man.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you for coming out, man. Yeah, this is great.
Job.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I love everything I'm in.
Fucking Jesse, man. All Jesse.
Jesse. He's so hot right now.
We're moving on to the next beer. So next, we have the Ballast Point.
Ballasts. This can is also plainly...
No, but it just gets to the point. And like I said, dude, we're only going higher on the alcohol level.
I can see that.
We are at 7%.
Oh,
the Ballast Point
God.
Here. The Sculpin, 7%.
Whew.
Okay? The volume is 7% here. And they're from San Diego too, actually. Ballast Point, yeah, they're from San Diego.
San Diego. That's Spanish?
A Wells vagina. Yeah. Fuck, my Clippers are losing by almost 20.
So this is a Sculpin, and it's made by Ballast Point.
Yeah. So let's try it, dude. Nice. Let's get down to it.
Let's do it.
It's an ale. And it's won a gold medal. It won a gold medal at the World Beer Cup in 2010.
Nice.
Cheers, man. Let's try this beer. Let's see what's going on.
Cheers, brother. Let's do it.
Oh, hell yeah. Correct me if
I'm
wrong.
Are the beers getting, like, way better as we go up?
I think so.
Alcohol. I think it's just...
It's weird, but maybe it's just me because I've drank so many beers. But did you get, like, a weird cherry...
I don't know. Let's try it. No, I'm going to try it again because...
All right, I'm going to try it again.
I'm going to hold it in.
I'm
this
serious.
Time.
No, there's like a cherry taste to it. That is fucking good.
Yeah. It's something like that.
No, like hops and cherries. Damn, that's so good.
That's really good.
Holy shit.
The Clippers are getting pounded,
I know,
by the way.
Just
80 to 65.
I mean, it's preseason. Who gives a shit?
Fourth quarter.
And I'm over here in my fucking Clipper gear, full blast.
Yeah, see, we're only saying it's preseason because they're losing.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying yesterday.
If they weren't, I'd be excited as shit.
Yeah, if they were winning, we'd be like, oh, stop bitching about preseason, bitch.
Dude, I'm really high on Collison. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm really high on Collison. and fucking Dudley, too.
Well, we'll see what they do this year.
Are we at the halfway point right now on beers?
I don't know. Where are we on beers?
Ballast Point. I think we got about four more. I'm excited.
Four more beers?
Yeah, maybe five.
Fuck, and we still gotta get to your rants.
Yeah, let's blast these beers.
Let's fucking do this.
You guys
want
to get to my rants right now?
No. Let's
rants. Keep... Rants while we're drinking.
Yeah, we got 12 more minutes for rants.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep going, motherfucker.
Hey.
Kiss my ass, I don't care, so what?
Where's that from? Kiss my ass, I don't care, so what?
Kiss my ass, Mike. I don't care, so what?
Kiss my ass, so what?
Kiss my ass.
Rant.
you guys want to hear some rants? Or?
Yeah, I want to hear you fucking rant.
Well, no. Before we rant, what's your predictions for tomorrow for the UFC fight, though? Santos versus Velasquez.
Okay, let me pull up the card. I don't know who's fighting, to be honest with you.
It's a good... Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez are fighting. Both of them are high-paced.
Diego Sanchez?
I fucking hate Diego Sanchez, by the way. Velasquez and Dos Santos are fucking fighting.
The Nightmare?
They're going to complete... No, he's a dream now.
He's a dream now?
He went fucking... Oh,
I hate him now. He's gay. Hey, look.
Voting on it.
Look, on the UFC app, on the UFC Barfinder app, you could find Iguana Kelly's.
Oh, no shit!
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, hey,
confirmed for this event.
Check this out.
The UFC app,
on the UFC app, Iguana Kelly's is on there.
Iguana Kelly's on the UFC app, buddy.
Iguana,
hell yeah,
man.
Arrogant Bastard's up next.
We got some stone fucking beer.
Fuck, that's
going
to hurt.
We're going to get arrogant.
I'm going to say, without even trying it, this is my least favorite beer.
In
the Stone lineup.
No, I feel you.
In the Stone
lineup. I feel you. Stone. I'm gonna go ahead.
Have
and
you tried their mead? It's pretty fucking good.
I haven't. I am excited for the strawberry fucking ale. Oh my goodness, dude! That the Belmont Brewery one. You guys are gonna love this one when it gets here. Here, I'm gonna go ahead and shoot my predictions really fast for tomorrow's UFC event. My predictions are gonna be quick.
All right, so the first one's down here.
I'm not going to go into the I'm going to go to the ones that matter.
Yeah.
George Sarilopoulos, the fucking the Aussie, woo, against KJ Nunes. And KJ Nunes actually has lost four of his last five? Yeah, but he's an entertaining guy. I'm going to go KJ Nunes
here. Sarilopoulos is good, though.
He is. He's a submission wizard.
Yeah, he's... Ooh.
But I'm going KJ Nunes on this one.
Yeah?
I think KJ Nunes is going to stuff the attempted takedowns. He's probably going to like TKO or KO him.
Hey, well,
KJ Nunes is a boxer. He used to be, before he went to MMA, he was a professional boxer.
Nice.
Next, okay, so my pick, KJ Nunes. Your picks, George?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarilopoulos.
Jessica Eye versus Sarah Kaufman. I'm going to go Jessica Eye. Jessica Eye is a very underrated fighter. Sarah Kaufman, she's known because
look,
it's
I'm
Sarah
gonna be
Kaufman.
Honest with you, I've
you don't know
never heard of these bitches.
All right,
are new to the UFC. So.
Well, they're new to UFC, but they're not new. To
Sarah
Kaufman is a pioneer for women's MMA, but I'm gonna go Jessica Eye. I'm gonna call Jessica Eye for the upset.
Okay,
this is the fight that I've been just drooling over because I'm still on the Hector Lombard fucking train, dude. The guy is exciting. It's gonna be Marquardt versus Hector Lombard. I'm gonna call
Marquardt, buddy.
I'm calling Hector Lombard. Knockout first, second round. Yes, Hector Lombard knockout second round over Nate Marquardt.
Wow.
Yes, you're going Marquardt.
I'm going Marquardt.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing? A TKO decision, submission, KO. What's going on here?
Whatever happens, but I'm going for Nate Marquardt.
Okay.
Nate the Great Marquardt.
There's Tim Boach versus CB Dolloway, and it's sad because Tim Boach is moving down in competition. Tim Boach is the guy that knocked out Yushin Okami Japan. But yeah. So CB Dolloway he sucks and he's a fucking overrated fighter. I'm going to go Tim Boach for this one. And I'm going to go Tim Boach by unanimous decision. Fuck it. John Dodson, I don't give a shit for these guys. Gilbert Gonzaga, Sean Jordan, fuck those guys. Gilbert Melendez versus Diego Sanchez. I'm going Gilbert Melendez by unanimous decision.
Okay, look. I was going to go for Diego the Nightmare Sanchez, but since you told me he changed it to the Dream.
He's the Dream now.
I think he's a fucking fag for that. So I'm going for the other guy. Who's the other guy?
When we say fag, we mean fag in like a funny way, okay? We don't mean anything about homosexuals. You know how I feel about that shit, blah, 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 blah. Okay, faggots.
You know what I mean.
Okay, let's go, faggots. I'm going Gilbert Melendez. Unanimous decision over Diego Sanchez. Overrated. Fuck Diego Sanchez. What are you doing? Gilbert or Diego?
I'm going for Gilbert now because he changed his name. That's gay to me. I'm sorry. Gay in a lame way. Not
Daniel Cormier, the Black Fedor versus Roy Big Country Nelson.
Big Country.
I'm going to go Daniel Cormier by unanimous decision.
No.
Because he Big is country. The Black Fedor. He trains with Cain Velasquez. He's like a mini Cain Velasquez. Blah, 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 blah. After this fight,
but
Roy Nelson has a fucking a chin of iron.
Big Country.
Yeah. Big Country has a chin of iron. And we all know that, but that's fine. Whatever. I'm going Daniel Cormier. And I'm going to go Daniel Cormier unanimous decision. Now, the main event, Cain Velasquez versus Junior Santos. I'm going to go Cain Velasquez, TKO, round three. Cain Velasquez, TKO, round three. And I'll tell you why, because he figured out Joe Santos. Joe Santos only has a puncher's chance, and that's all that Joe Santos is. He's probably going to gas, and that's that. We're going to go into our next beer, and this is a Stone Arrogant Bastard Ale.
I'd like to propose a toast.
I am excited.
I'd like to propose a toast before we go on.
Let's do it, man.
Drink it.
This looks gross just pouring it.
No offense.
You shut your mouth while I'm cheersing.
I'm having a good time here at Iguana Kelly's, guys.
All right. This is great, man.
Giorgio?
You guys ready? Oh, well, let me wait for Eddie to pour his drink. I'm having a great time, man. I'm going to come back here whenever
we gotta come out here on our own.
Well, every Wednesday, but aside of that, we need to come here.
Besides Wednesdays,
come Tuesday, Taco Tuesday.
Oh no, I don't like street tacos.
made by me, right?
Tacos de perro.
Pinches güeyes.
All right, Eddie got this beer. I'm gonna propose a toast. You guys shut your mouths.
Hold on, I got.
I don't want that. Give that to Mike or something.
This is a special edition show. We're gonna go fucking a minute. All right,
guys,
20.
Raise your glasses. This is to honor. To getting honor, to staying honor, and if you can't come in her, come honor.
Hey!
This next beer that we're drinking is the very infamous Arrogant Bastard Ale.
You know,
it's by Stone, and it's funny, guys, because we are going up in fucking alcohol.
Yeah,
valley.
I can see that.
Ironically, though, I said I didn't like it. But now that I'm drinking it and we're moving up, it's actually going in flow. Well,
let me try.
You think it's because we've like kind of like
gradually moved our way? Yeah.
That's probably it.
I think that's what it is, because
but
I'm pretty sure
I'm
pretty sure you drink it on like an empty mouth, if you know what I mean.
Yeah
that's right. Like if you just show up to the bar
and order
sober
one,
and you just order this shit, it's gonna fuck you up.
It's like when you cuss and your mom would hit you in the mouth right away.
That's
what this was like.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very
that's
true.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, this is obviously by Stone Brewing Company from Escondido, California.
That's right.
Not Stone
Temple
Pilots, right?
Not Stone Temple Pilots. The alcohol volume here is 7.2. We're only going up higher, my friends. 7.2. And let me give some quick facts on this beer. The first release date was November 1997. I wouldn't have guessed. 1997. Okay. The hop variety, classified. The stats, obviously 7.2. Availability, 22-ounce bottles, 3-liter bottles, and on draft. Now, I'm going to read a quick little paragraph on this. Arrogant Bastard Ale. This is an aggressive ale. You probably won't like it. It is quite doubtful that you have the taste or sophistication to be able to appreciate and nail this quality and depth. I like these guys where they're going, because everyone talks shit about this beer, and it's true. But people can't stop drinking this beer. Because if it didn't work, it wouldn't be around still.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Okay.
I see many people order this. This is not the beer for me. Mm-hmm. This is not my
cup of tea.
Yeah, that's right. But
you know what, though?
It's for other people.
50%.
I've seen many people order
at least 50% of the people that drink this only drink it.
Did Jesse leave?
Because of the image.
The image is badass, and it makes me want to drink it.
Yeah.
And it sucks that I do not like this, because I want to like
the image is great.
Simply because of the image.
But people, like, they force themselves to like it.
I got a cool dude we met here, and he's going to just say a few words. I'm sorry the Dodgers lost. Not really, but go ahead, buddy.
Hey, you know, it's Robert Gonzalez. I'm just trying to represent for the Dodgers. We got them next year. St. Louis, you got lucky. It's
same
all good.
Story every year.
The Dodgers, Puig. Puig, you had a bad game, but you're going to come back next year, baby. It's all good. Dodgers all day.
That's what the answer.
Hey, Robert. Have a good night, brother.
Hey,
thank
night,
you so
Robert.
Much.
Drive safe.
Drive safe, my friend.
If you can't come in here, come on her.
Hey! So anyway, so again, this beer is, people hate it, but they love it. Let's go ahead.
I'm a new believer now, though. I'm a new believer now. Cheers.
I'm gonna stick to what I always thought about this beer. I like this beer, I really do.
That's not for me.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
What did you get? Vodka cranberry.
It's all right. Yeah. I mean,
my friend Christina's here. She's from Las Vegas. Christina Marie. That's her. That's 100th liker.
Oh,
that's she's here, guys.
She has to
here.
Say hello.
You want to come and say hi? You want to come and say hi? Come and say hi.
Everybody, this is Christina. Say hi, Christina.
Hi.
She's here, guys. Yeah. She actually drove out here from Las Vegas for this show only.
What?
I lied.
Get out of here.
I lied. But she did come out from Vegas. She got here today, so. Thanks.
Wow.
I love this girl. I have a good time every time she's here. But once we finish the show, we're gonna have a good time.
I just want to say she doesn't look like a vampire.
All right. She likes black drinks. She's drinking Ciroc. So what's going on?
It's still white.
Arrogant Bastard.
It still comes out white.
It does come out white. Arrogant Bastard. What? Georgia.
You know what? Beyond all the hype, I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it prepared my mouth. It's like one of those anal dilators.
I'm still on the fence.
Okay.
All right. I could accept that.
Yeah, it's not. It's not my cup of tea.
Hey, when are we gonna check the camera we put in the women's bathroom?
Like
after, when we closing up, right?
Five minutes. Shot. I mean, what camera?
What are you talking about?
What camera?
Speaking of. What camera do you speak of?
Yeah, we stuck the GoPro under the the toilet.
Was that the dude's restroom or the girl's restroom?
Hold on.
Oh,
some
dude's
yelling.
Some
guy's yelling.
And this is going to be great. This would make for great television.
He sounds mad.
It's Al Pacino on any given Sunday, guys.
Hey! Call him. Yo!
Hey, we're gonna introduce the angry guy. What are you so mad about?
Somebody turned up the fucking music. We can't hear the broadcast.
I like this guy. Hey, what's your name, buddy?
Claudel, Lady Killer, aka Death,
aka you don't say.
Give yourself your own nickname.
Claudel, Lady Killer said turn down because he cannot hear the fucking broadcast. And big ups to Claudel. Woo!
Hey, still go Dodgers. Fuck that shit. Still go Dodgers. Fuck the Cardinals. Fuck a bird. Fuck all that
fuck
shit.
Fuck a bird.
Still go Dodgers. Dodger gang.
Dodger gang. Claudel, everybody. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, this Claudel. Yeah. You know what I'm Dodger all day. You know what
Wait, he got mad because they cheered up because he couldn't hear us. How beautiful is that?
That's great.
We're
That's
doing
great.
A damn good job for that one, man. Claudel. Hey, I'm going to do a quick rant, man. Quick rant.
Who?
My
You're
first.
Angry? Are you feeling a little angry right now?
I drank Arrogant Bastard, so of course I'm angry.
Woo!
Arrogant Bastard pisses me off.
Tone it down a little bit right now. Tone it down.
I'm gonna. I dude.
Turn I'm down gonna, for what is what you're supposed to say? Okay, listen. So, I've been seeing you were upset about a couple of things. Let me just throw out a couple topics,
there,
and then you could go off on
throw
whatever you want. First off, we got older people with kids posting things teens would say.
Wow,
like
yeah,
drugs,
oh.
things like that. Time out. Then we got e-cigarettes. we got e-cigarettes. Eddie hates e-cigarettes.
So much.
And then I saw on your Facebook you got some kind of beef with pale girls.
Oh, it's not a beef. It's more like I dislike them. But hold on, it's funny.
Can I piggyback off of your Facebook
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, all piggyback right,
I'm do
off
that.
Whatever
yeah.
you want.
The first one we're gonna cover is what is it again?
I don't
I
know.
Think, the adults that pull shit teenagers.
Here we go. Number one.
Number one. My problem was very easy. Oh, we got Racer 5 Pale Ale.
That's next.
Up. Speed Racer.
Let's finish up this Arrogant Bastard.
I'm
hey, where's
excited
Mike?
For this one.
Mike
is probably getting...
down it, buddy.
Mike is probably sucking somebody's dick in the men's restroom.
Oh.
Is that what's going on in there?
That's why they haven't opened the door in 12
minutes.
It
sounds
minutes.
Like somebody's choking.
It's Mike.
That's Mike number two. Mike number two right there.
Hey,
that guy.
I'm going to... Look, my problem is this. When adults that have kids and shit, they're like, you know, whatever, and they're old as fuck and they have kids, and they post fucking pictures of them holding fucking drugs in their hands, like mushrooms.
And their
like,
kids in the background, fucking
yeah. you know, like, you
soggy
see,
ass diaper.
I was going to say that. You can see the package of diapers in the background.
Oh, my
I
God.
I hate that. Bitch, you're 28 years old. You're probably 29 or 30. You have a child. You live at your mom's house still. Why
what?
Is your room? Yeah. Why is your room filled with fairy glow-in-the-dark blue light posters? Why do you have a dead mouse poster in the background? Why are you posting a picture of yourself with acid pills and fucking and mushrooms like
that's
you're
gross.
Fucking 16 years old? I remember my first time I saw a drug.
Oh, look, the drug guy's back.
I remember my first drug that I saw. Ignore Mike. That's Big Mike. I remember my first fucking time I saw a drug. You know what I mean? Get over it. Grow up,
you
bitch.
Know,
go take care of your fucking kids, you
all those
bitch.
People posting their illegal activities online.
Yeah, that's... Hey!
Did you hear about that rapper that got... Him and his crew arrested.
I saw
because he was posting like guns and money
guns,
and
yep.
their illegal guns. I'm
yeah.
like, seriously, dude, that guy is probably gonna get killed.
You were talking about the Clippers being down 20. Look at them; they're only down 4 now.
Woo!
Clipper Nation, baby, all the time.
Four minutes left.
It's
four
all good.
We got this. We got
I
this.
I like the Lakers because we had a dynasty going on. We're like the Xiao Ming dynasty.
What?
Listen,
what? Lakers.
Oh,
you say
the fuck out
can
of
I
here.
Be a Laker fan?
Yeah,
no.
you can be a Laker fan
no.
today.
No.
All right, cool.
No, go for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, no, I was a Wizards guy.
You're a Wizard fan.
I'm a Wizards guy.
Oh, that's right.
But hold on. So, fuck you, grow up.
Stop it, bitch. Move out of your mom's house, get out of welfare, and maybe just stop posting things about fucking
yeah,
drugs.
Yeah, you can't be on welfare on that
and
shit, man.
The Facebook people that live their lives by all those fucking quotes, like, a gentleman does all... No, fuck you. I only do it because I want to do it. Or the people that are like, keep calm and
we're gonna
like,
move.
Watch TV or something.
Jojo, I love that. I'm going to cut you up. We're going to move fast because we got a lot of more fucking beer to sample. So fuck all you bitches. Grow the fuck up. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're not going to talk about E6. Stop smoking E6. You guys look stupid smoking E6. I hate you guys when you're all hanging out with your pens of E6. I really want to get off my car when I'm in a red light. And I want to go over there, tell you to roll the window down. I want to punch you in the fucking face. I want to get your E6 that looks like a pen and I want to break it. And after I do that, I want to punch you in the mouth and I want to spit at your eye.
First off, time out. I got to defend the E6 people because I have a G-Pen. And that is considered an e-cigarette.
Just don't.
So fuck you.
Don't.
I am smoking my wax, motherfucker.
Don't do that.
Don't incriminate yourself online.
Don't do that. Please stop doing that. Please, let it be the last time you did
it. Hey, look. Let them... Okay, it is decriminalized. Never mind.
No, it's just...
Never mind.
They look dumb because it became a trend. It did. That's my problem with it.
You gotta accept...
I see a car,
this
and there's five
in, okay?
people in the car, and they're all with their pens, and they all blowing smoke like it's weed, and I hate
look.
It.
This is just a new
wait.
A
Penny,
new thing
do
that
you have?
Gotta
have you ever used an electronic
never,
cigarette?
Never, never. And
why
I don't want
to. You hate on it, bro?
Because I hate the way people look doing it. That's why.
Just try it.
No.
I'm gonna let you
get
hit.
Out of here. Just
I'm gonna have you take the hit off.
Man,
my Jeep.
I don't want
everybody's doing it.
And it's gonna change your mind.
If
trust
you smoke
me.
An e-cigarette in front of me, guys, I'm gonna fucking punch you in the throat. In the throat. It's gonna hurt. Let's.
All right.
Next beer.
Racer 5.
Racer 5.
All right, Racer 5 is next.
Racer
we
5
pour
is
this
next.
Shit.
I already drank my shit, so I don't know about you guys. Racer 5 is next.
Who has my fucking cup?
Mike, and he has herpes in his
just
mouth.
Down gotcha.
Eric, don't worry, I got you.
All right.
Where did Mike go?
Where did
Mike
go?
Where did
Mike
go,
out?
Man?
He's. I'm telling you, he's sucking somebody's dick in the men's restroom.
That's why it hasn't opened. That door hasn't opened.
It hasn't opened
while.
In 15 minutes now. I'm not
he can't
kidding.
Even end the show.
No, I'm not kidding.
Because he can't
I'm
end
not
the
kidding.
Show.
He is sucking somebody's dick in there. Cobras. Mike is sucking somebody's dick in there. And by Cobras, I mean Roland, Chico, Flago. Mike is in there. And I knew it. I knew Mike was a dick sucker. This next beer is a Racer 5 India.
From Bear Republic.
Hell. I'm excited about this beer. The alcohol volume was 7.0. And it
so
is
this
from
is a slightly less potent beer.
Helzberg? California.
Helzberg. Not and hell. Held.
Yeah.
Helzberg.
Yeah. Helzberg, California.
LDS.
And in the brewer
Republic.
Is Bear Republic. Independent since 1985. So the brewer is Bear Republic. Let's try it, dude. It got first place gold at the state fair in 2011, and it got another gold 2010, and then 15 great international beer competition, and also got first place in 2011
from Sonoma County.
Yeah, let's try it. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
I'm excited.
You know what's cool? First off, on the bottle's label, it gives you directions
how to drink it.
No. How to get to the fucking brewery? Look at that.
Holy
that's
shit!
Cool.
That's smart.
That's a little
cool.
map.
Look at
get
that.
To the
Bear
brewery.
Republic, 345 Helzberg Avenue,
that's
Helzberg,
pretty
California,
cool.
95448.
You know, that's
so
kind of scary, though, because...
That says a lot, because that says we're backing our beer so much that we're telling you where we're brewing this
that's
shit.
That's true.
If you do not like it, you can come out here and tell us.
Or if
like
you
it.
Love it so
yeah.
much, you can go steal it.
There
I
you
don't
go.
Know if you guys heard.
You know,
there's this whiskey. It's pretty expensive. It's called Pappy Van Winkle.
What?
It's a bourbon. They stole about $30,000 worth of this Pappy Van Winkle bourbon.
Okay.
But I mean, it might have been an inside job, but somebody stole like a box or two.
Whew.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm selling bottles of Pappy Van Winkle.
Very on good sale. Let's try this one. Salud.
Let's try this. Salud.
One.
Salud.
The
salud.
Racer 5 IPA. Holy fucking shit. That's
way
solid.
Better.
That's really good.
This is like a good Arrogant Bastard.
This is really
a gooder?
Good.
A gooder.
No.
It's much more gooder.
It's gooder. It's the goodest or gooder?
Try
gooder.
That.
It's
try
gooder
that.
For
try
now.
This is good.
Holy
what
shit.
What are you guys putos doing jello shots?
I know.
Mas putos!
I remember my first day drinking.
Yeah, right? Oh, I can't take the alcohol, so let's mix it with
hey,
jello.
Can you give me a jello shot?
I don't like the taste of alcohol. So can we just mix it with Jell-O or something sweet?
I remember my fucking, first frat party.
Fucking. I'm sorry, but these guys are fags. Look at that. He has cut off shorts. They look like fucking pedal pushers.
And, no. And the worst part, he has a faux hawk.
The faux hawk.
Shut up.
Who gives a shit? Fuck those guys.
All right, let's do this. What did you guys think about? That's so good, right?
Oh, this is great.
Hey, Derek, just look straight. I don't want to beat anybody up today.
I want to fucking
I'm not
punch
into
somebody
it right
in
now.
The
I don't want to beat anybody up right now. All right, what happened was there's
he
just sipped his taps.
He chased it with the paps. What the fuck?
Oh, that's some radio for you, man. All right, guys, let's talk about the Racer 5.
Okay,
what's up?
We're on this. This is great. This is
so delicious.
This is good beer.
This is
good beer.
And I'm going to throw it out there. This is one of the best pale ale IPAs that I've had ever. Ever in my life.
Plaid shirt. Everything. I bet you he rode a bike in here. He's got a fixie.
Eric had a fucking Eric ambassador earlier. That's why this side of him is coming out.
This guy.
But how good is this IPA?
This is great.
It's the best.
This is great.
You know what? It's not far-fetched. It's the best IPA I've ever had. Best IPA I've ever. Lagunitas, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but.
That's what I was going to say.
Racer 5 IPA just beat you. God, that's so delicious.
This is good beer.
I was going to drink that.
Richard, come here. Richard, come here. Try this. No, try this. He did it.
He just downed my beer.
How good is that?
It's a lighter
it's a,
Eric
that's
Ambassador.
That's what I said earlier. It's like a lighter
said.
Eric Ambassador, right? Yeah.
Eric that's Ambassador what it is. Light.
That's funny.
He's pretty confident in that evaluation there.
I feel like Pinocchio hanging out with Lampwick right now. I have the hiccups so bad right now.
Why the fuck did Mike disappear? Hey,
he said earlier he's blowing some guy in the garage. I mean, in the parking lot.
No, men's restroom.
Or men's room. He's blowing that hipster that came in a bike.
Dude, we are
with
the
flannel shirt.
You know what's funny? We have about like 3 beers left, and I'm already like feeling it. I'm feeling
the
shit already.
Look at the last one. Look at the last one.
Oh my god. The chaotic double IPA is 10.1 and I am like not looking forward to it. I'm pretty scared.
That's the last one. That's the last one we're having.
I am so scared.
That's the last one we're having.
I remember my first beer really. I am so excited for this one. Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be selfish and finish the rest of this
race. Yeah, that's fine. Finish that. Yeah, that's Telemundo.
That is so good. Predictions for Sunday.
NFL Sunday?
Yeah, pull it up, dude. Let's do this. Right. Because somebody said that they were going to follow me on my prediction, so I kind of want to make people money.
All right, let's do
Nostradamus or what?
Let's do
Nostradamus.
Mexidamus? This is the Mexidamus?
Look, we lost by 10, but that's fine. It's preseason. Who cares?
That's so good, right?
Damn. Hey, Rich, you having a good time? Come here, man. Get over here. Stop being scared. Come here, brother.
How do you like that?
It's better than the other shit.
What's up, Rich?
What's going on? It doesn't
have that bad Rickster over here
it's
hanging out with us.
Lighter version.
Hey, Steve, that Racer IP is the best IPA you have.
So
that's
far.
So good.
It's ridiculous. I you know why. Oh, I'm so excited for this one. This is the.
We're going to cleanse the palate a little bit here, and we're going to get out of the IPAs for one of the beers. So, out of this beer tasting, there was 10 beers that we're tasting here, and this one is the Belmont Brewing Company from here in Long Beach.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
They're like right near the water.
This is their strawberry blonde ale. It's a really good, really, really good beer. It smells great.
I think it's I think it's their best beer there.
It is.
It smells delicious.
Yeah. You know, we get a lot of support from the Belmont Brewing Company.
Big ups to them.
A lot of their employees come here and hang out. The general manager comes here and hangs out.
Beautiful.
So, you know, I can only return the favor by carrying his products in
yes,
here.
Yes, sir.
And it's a great beer. It's made right here in Long Beach, so... you guys enjoy.
Big ups to the Belmont Brewing Company. Yeah. Seriously.
Big ups to
and
Steve.
Because Steve. But the Belmont Brewing Company, they're right there by the water. It's a good place to go have a beer or even I'm not kidding, guys. A romantic, you know, somewhat date because there is that outside, where they have that Shore little deck.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful, man. I love it there.
After this is the last one, which is the big dome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We're scared of the... That's the chaotic, right?
The chaotic. We're afraid of that
we're
one.
We're scared of the chaotic.
That's going to be tough.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, buddy.
My quick picks for us for Sunday. I am going to go Dolphins over Broncos. I mean, I'm sorry, over the Bills.
Thank you.
I'm going Dolphins over the Bills. It's going to be a very tight game, but I'm going Dolphins over the Bills.
Dolphins defense all day.
I'm going to go...
All day.
You know what? I'm gonna throw it out here. Giorgio, get excited. I'm throwing this shit out here. I'm going Tampa Bay over Atlanta.
Yeah, they gotta win one game.
No, they will. They will.
They gotta win
Atlanta
a game.
Is doing
Atlanta
shitty.
Is a shitty team.
I'm starting to fucking wonder and think that Steven Jackson was always our curse. Look at us now.
Look.
Listen. So I'm going Dolphins over Bills. I'm going Tampa Bay over Atlanta. I'm going Cincinnati over Detroit. I'm going Jets over New England. Yes, I said it. I'm going to go Jets over New England. That's going to be the upset for Sunday. I'm going to go Dallas over Philadelphia. I'm going Chicago over Washington. You already know me, motherfuckers. I'm going fucking St. Louis over the Cardinals, and St. Louis is going to fucking win really good. The way we looked against the Texans, we're going to look better against the Carolina Panthers.
Eagles.
This is sad. Jacksonville against San Diego. After San Diego's recent victory, I'm going San Diego Chargers over the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to go Tennessee for the upset over San Francisco. Not because I hate San Francisco, but I'm going to just do it. I'm going Tennessee over San Francisco. I'm going to go Browns over Packers. I'm sorry, but I am. I'm going to go... fuck it. I'm going to go Kansas City over Houston. I like Houston, but I'm going Kansas City over Houston.
Wait, can we send your Vegas friend to go put a... what do you call those parlay bets?
We should do parlay bets. I'm not kidding, dude. I'm really good when it comes to this shit, man. I'm going to go... fuck it. I'll go Pittsburgh over Baltimore.
And, so Steelers over Ravens, huh?
And obviously, I'm going to go Denver over the Colts for Sunday. That's going to do it for my picks for Sunday. Bet on that shit, motherfuckers. I have this...
Manning over Luck?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. And you know what's funnier? It's even sweeter because it's the Broncos.
Yeah.
Dude. He's playing his old team. How beautiful is that? He's gonna show them why he left.
This is a little better than him playing his brother.
It's that much better. Yeah. Hey, let's get into that real. I'm not lying, guys. You guys are gonna fall in love right now. Let's get into this beer, okay? We're gonna get into the Belmont Brewery beer, and we're gonna get into the strawberry blonde.
Okay, this one's
it
a little
smells
bit
fucking
lower.
Delicious.
In,
it smells like those like flavored chapsticks.
It is a beautiful beer, and it tastes delicious. It looks nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty beer. It's a
you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Hold on. 4.5 alcohol.
Okay, so this is light.
Oh, wait, so
it's
lighter. A break.
Yeah,
it's a break.
It gives us a break.
All right.
4.5 alcohol volume. From Belmont Shore, which is here in Long Beach. This place is right by in it's on the beach.
So this is what we really support right here.
We support this motherfucker
100%. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because we're locals from Long
Homegrown.
Beach.
Homegrown.
Homebrewed.
You need to leave Downey and get your ass over.
Georgia lives in Downey.
No, the
you
only
gotta leave
problem,
that shit.
The only problem with Long Beach is that I could never find I had a park 6 blocks away.
Okay, but if you live here, you're going to get a place that you have your
can
own.
Can I tell you something, Jordan?
No.
The people across from me just moved out. It's one guy. He just moved out. It's a one bedroom. It's a big one bedroom. And there's parking. There's a driveway. You have your own parking. $900 a fucking month.
But I got four
what?
Cars.
You need to. You have four cars.
I have four cars.
You don't have four cars.
I do have four cars.
What do you have?
Four cars.
Yes, four cars.
You don't have four cars.
I have four cars. I have my Volkswagen. My Volkswagen and my Mitsubishi.
There you go.
You really have four cars?
Yeah, why not?
I knew Suzette had the Eclipse, and I know you just got the new.
Don't tell it.
The car. I know. I wouldn't say it either. But you just got the new car. I would not even catch myself driving that car. But
what? Why?
Nothing. And no, you have four cars.
Hey, dude, the VW Bug is like the best car ever.
No, no.
The new one, the little bubbly one with the
you
flower.
You really have one?
I have a Bug, yeah.
Like, it's yours?
It's mine.
You bought it?
There's a Bug up his ass.
I don't want to talk to George Ryan. Let's get into this. Are you... Oh, God, dude.
Are you kicking me out?
No, I'm not kicking you out. I just don't want to talk to you right now. I can't look at you in the face. This is the funny part. I can't look at you in the face. 4.5. You really have a Bug?
Yeah, it's great. It has the flower rims on it.
I'm sorry. I'm the buffer here. I'm the buffer here.
Belmont Shore, by the beach. You could take your date there. You could take your buddies there, and it all works out. This is the Strawberry Blonde. Very famous strawberry. I was talking about this beer recently. Very famous Strawberry Blonde. Let's smell this shit before we drink it. Let's smell it. 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 Sm
This is a Beatles song in a beer.
This is a Beatles song in a beer.
Yeah.
I can smell
hey.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Salud.
You sons of bitches. That
God
is
damn,
so
this
good.
Is good. This is so good.
Try that, Christina.
God damn, this is good.
No, try it.
This is really good. Did you try this?
I'm going to say something fast.
Wow.
Yeah. One time.
Wow.
Because it's so fruity and good. Hey.
This is good beer.
Because it's so fruity and good. Listen, it's so fruity and good. One time I drank four fucking pitchers of it, and I couldn't walk out of there.
God damn.
Yeah. It's four pitchers. Come on.
Woo.
This is good.
You could drop some panties with this. Get a bitch drunk. Right?
That's delicious. Dude, you get a girl drunk, you can rape. I mean, you can have relationships with her. Not rape her. I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
Hey, there's a Tommy's across
that's
the street
right.
from this
that
place.
That does beat taking jello shots.
This is manlier than taking jello shots.
Dude, guys
and bikes over
the
there
guys
with
and bikes
flannel
jello.
Shirts.
They took jello
and
shots.
Pedal pusher pants.
They took jello shots.
They took jello shots.
Why? Right here.
Yeah,
yeah, they do jello shots here.
Over here. No,
they do jello shots for girls, though. But a group of guys decided to do it.
Yeah, a group of guys said...
Where the fuck is fucking Mike? He's still sucking dick?
He's blowing some guy, and now he's taking it in the ass.
The guy that took the jello shots, I would think Mike was going to hang out with them and blow all of them.
Yeah,
but
right?
Mike is not there.
He was like, you guys want me to grease your bikes?
How
grease your pole? Oh, this beer is fucking amazing.
This is a good-ass beer.
This is my favorite beer so far.
I'm going to down it.
This is my favorite beer so far. Giorgio.
I wonder what frat they're from.
Come on. Be professional.
I wonder what frat they're from.
There he is.
Where'd you go? Hey, how's your mouth? Does your jaw hurt?
You have log jaw?
From Arma Cox?
He's got some log jaw.
All the dicks you tasted, you son of a bitch. Are you guys ready for the ultimate beer? Like, the man's beer? Like, this
not,
is...
I'm not ready for that
this
shit.
This next beer is like the
it's
devil...
It's in the name. It's in the name.
The devil literally came up and
just bought that
beer.
The fucking devil lives in that bottle.
Satan came, and he said... All right, this is what happened. Satan came, jacked off, threw it in the bottle when he's feeding us his beer.
And he said, my children will get in your mouth.
There's cum and Satan pissing this.
Ugh.
It's called Chaotic Double IPA. We're going to try this shit very fucking soon.
Oh, my
and
God.
And it's about to go down.
I am not looking forward to that.
It's about to go down right now.
Okay, Eddie, you are an angry person. Why aren't you talking shit about this motherfucker right here?
I have been talking shit
you
about this motherfucker.
So fucking ridiculous.
I thought you left. I was pretty sad.
Okay, this guy, he's got a plano. A plano. A flano type t-shirt with some pedal pushers. He's got some Converse.
Are you guys ready?
I'm talking shit. I'm sorry. This is your segment.
Eric just took over my what I'm really thinking. But are you guys ready for this?
I'm sorry, this is a fucking ice water. But yes, I'm ready for this fucking hard ass beer.
Here it comes. Oh, I just waved Steve down. It's coming.
Ugh.
It's fucking happening right now. Ugh. It's happening. Chaotic Double IPA. by the Manzanita Brewing Company.
Alcohol
in Santee, California.
Alcohol by volume is 10.1.
10.
The alcohol,
no, not 10. 10. Not 10. 10.1.
The alcohol volume is 10.
0.1 is where it's at.
1. It's stronger than these fucking dudes that took Jello shots earlier. These guys take Jello shots. I can't get over it. Are you guys ready for this?
What?
It's on.
10.1.
Thank you, Steve. It's on. Jesse's taking off. Thank you, Jesse. Have a good
night. Thank you, Jesse.
It's going to be up tomorrow.
Thank you for the stories.
Oh, fuck. I'm scared for this beer. Hey, you better, that bottle, leave it here because I'm going to fucking drink the shit out of it. I need to get drunk tonight.
He's going to blow that bottle.
Come over here. They're showing the fight free, and I'm catering. Yeah. I'm
getting free. Thanks, sir.
Free tacos, free beers. You have a good time.
I like how Mike poured our beers out pretty short, so he has a whole bottle.
Mike, no, you.
Now that he's back,
don't you dare,
Mike. You can have mine.
No, no, no. All right,
I'm bitching
out. Mike should have.
No, you're not bitching out, Giorgio.
I'm not gonna. I can't drink drunk.
No,
at
least.
No, no,
my bug doesn't like me driving.
You came in your bug. Oh God, stop! Don't say. Stop saying that name of the fucking car you're driving. This is from the Manzanita Brewing Company.
It's actually the Beetle.
Okay, look. Go ahead.
Santee, California. The alcohol. My buddy right here, man. Andy.
Who's that guy?
I mean, not Andy. Danny. He's a door guy. He's awesome.
You blew that guy?
Mike blew him.
That's why you were gone. Motherfucker, you were blowing that guy?
You were blowing Danny, huh? You were blowing Danny. Hey.
Mike does not blow and tell.
His name is Danny. Danny, not Andy. You were close.
He was blowing some guy, Danny, thinking of Eddie.
Thinking about Andy.
Who?
It's a long story. Hey, leave me that. Don't you dare. Leave
what
me that bottle,
Mike?
Motherfucker.
Wait. Mike has the capability, and I just sipped this. I can't even speak right now.
Are you
supposed to wait for us?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Hold on. Hey, Dick, you're supposed to wait for us.
Last one.
I got excited.
Let me speak on it. Let me speak on it.
Okay.
Manzanita Brewing Company, Santee, California, 10.1%. 10.1%. 10.1%. And it's a chaotic double IPA. It's a San Diego. Our San Diego Pale Ale has so many hop additions that we were forced to redesign our brew logs to fit everything on one page. Though it pours surprisingly light gold, a slight haze betrays the huge amount of dry hops that complete each batch. Okay, hold on. It gets better. This onslaught hits the entire spectrum of hop flavors and aromas with especially notable grapefruit and pine character. The balance, if you can call it that, is decided bitter with just enough clean malt flavor to keep you coming back. This isn't your typical one and done double IPA. Brewed by San Diego Hopheads for San Diego Hopheads. Chaotic is a charmingly aggressive beer. Long Beach is now becoming a crab fucking central city. Long Beach, let's do this!
And this is getting started at Iguana Kelly's.
At Iguana Kelly's, it's happening. At Iguana Kelly's on Anaheim. Every Wednesday, motherfuckers. Iguana Kelly's, we are doing a live podcast from Iguana Kelly's. We'll be doing free giveaways, raffles, fucking contest, good fun. All
come
the
pick
time.
Up some steins, bitches.
Let's do this, motherfuckers. Hey, buy a pint, get a pint free. Let's do this shit.
Thank you.
Every fucking Wednesday, we are gonna drink the double pale ale chaotic.
Woo! Let's 10%. Do this shit.
10.1. Are you excited?
10.1. Salud, amigos.
Let's do
salud.
It. Let's do. Hey, wait.
George already finished his.
Yeah.
You fucking
here we go.
Asshole.
Here we go.
That motherfucker drank without us.
Smell it.
You can smell
deadly.
You can smell
smells good. But Giorgio smells like a son of a bitch because you did not drink with us, bitch.
You guys are lagging. You guys are pissed out.
You ready? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, that is so good. That is delicious.
Wow.
That is so good.
Wow.
For a 10 point. Bye, Ashley. For a 10.1.
It being a 10.1, this is good beer.
That beer is a 10 in my book.
This is good.
That is delicious.
Yeah.
IPA.
This is good.
I'm gonna down the shit out of this.
I'm gonna have to buy one of these to take home.
What?
I'm gonna buy one of these bottles to take home so I can sip on it.
These are good, man.
Rich.
This is a bottle you buy and you drive home with while you're drinking.
This is so good.
Right?
Manzanita.
No, somebody we don't condone drinking and driving.
Somebody take a picture of this. Take a picture of this. So we can post it on the Facebook. This is the... And you know what's funny? The bottle and label looks very like plain, but it's more like you're fucked, you know? Like, hey, good luck. Good luck after. Dude, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to do it for us here at Ransom Radio. I'm drunk.
You're drunk?
I'm drunk. Are you drunk?
I'm not that drunk.
I think you are. You know, it's funny that you don't know it. That's the best part.
That could be true.
Yeah.
That could be true. Once I step outside and that...
No, I have a high tolerance.
That cool breeze.
I know
I
you're
have
drunk.
A high tolerance.
Give me my beer, bitch.
I have a high tolerance.
I'm going to drink it.
I drink beer every night.
Yeah.
I drink good beer every night.
Those suckers.
No.
Bud Light.
No. Fuck you guys. Newcastle. I drink Newcastle.
Hey, dude, have you tried the Newcastle Werewolf? Or like,
it's good.
Is it good?
It's fucking good.
I
want to
try that. You
it's fucking
me
good.
So I could
this
try
is
it.
A special show, by
it's
the way. We went over our limit, but we're going to keep doing this shit. This
yeah,
is
that's
awesome.
Right.
I had a good
we
time.
We're sticking to craft beers today. We're not going into mainstream beers.
All right.
Sorry. So I'm not talking Newcastle tonight. Beers, and these beers were fucking great.
Every beer was good. Like, I will say it. Every beer was good.
I like some more than others.
Right. You know what's funny?
Obviously.
Like, I liked every beer. Like, I really did. The only one that wasn't up my alley, but it was still good, was the shark.
The white shark.
The
right?
white, is yeah. it called white shark?
Great white.
The yeah. great white, the great white ale.
It's good, but we could, I mean, we
George
could
really
that.
Liked it, though.
We could
I dug it. I liked it.
Yeah.
Those two beers that were the
dude,
same.
I'm drunk. I really am drunk. Hey. Broadcasting live from Iguana Kelly's in Long Beach.
Iguana Kelly's.
Dude,
every Wednesday.
Tell me this bar's not awesome.
This is great.
This is a great bar.
This is great. The fucking
I'm
going
to try to get some noise
beer.
For everybody here. Yeah. All right. We're going to try to hype everybody to give us like a woo. Hey, Richard. Get everyone's attention, though. We'll count it off. This is going to be fun.
The first guy Richard asks.
Yeah, they were fucking
bitches. That was the.
We're gonna count it off, and then everybody.
Some fucking hipsters. These guys are
fucking jello shots, guys.
These fucking jello shot motherfuckers.
Hey, Richard's doing
fucking
over there doing
over
his
here.
Thing. Richard's over there doing his thing.
Oh, here goes the drunken black guy. What was his name?
Shout out, brother.
Tyrone. Hey, what's your name?
You want
a
what?
Claudel.
Klondike.
Ransom Radio. Ransom.
Claudel is going to give us a shout out. We remember your name,
Claudel.
Buddy.
Yo, Ransom Radio, y'all some wild motherfuckers. I see y'all drinking all this shit. Shots of Hennessy and shit. Shots of Patron and shit. Hey, y'all crazy. But I fuck with y'all. Claudel out. Ransom.
Woo! That's going on. That's the intro. I like that.
Hennessy.
That's some street cred.
Ready?
That's some.
Hey,
that was a hook.
Hey,
right
you guys
there.
Want to hear like a? On three.
So how do you like Tupac's new record?
On three.
Just fucking go nuts.
One.
Go nuts.
Two. Three. Ransom Radio Live.
Ransom Radio.
Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you so much. We are out of here. This is Eddie, your host. Along
bye.
With my co-host and my producer.
Bye.
I'm good to see you.
Bye.
Peace out.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
I love you.